show. It is a Wednesday, April the 28th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears with Glenn Coble here on the air. Glenn, how you doing this week?
I'm doing wonderful.
And here, it's a nice day outside. I think we're going to have some rain later on.
Yeah, about two, I guess. Two, three, yeah.
That's okay, though.
Yeah.
That happens from time to time.
It's good. It's what's supposed to happen in the spring. April showers bring May flowers.
Well, it was great this morning to have two good guests on.
We had Sheku, so funny.
Well, you know, we were really worried about him when I found out he had COVID late last year, especially he was 94 then, turned 95 just about 20 days ago. Can't keep him down. Which, you know, I really do wonder how much of this is mind.
Well, I think a lot of illness is mind, if you let yourself. But I don't want to shortchange real illness, but I think there are people, my wife is one of those, that I don't think she would have had any post-shot concerns except for her sister did, so naturally she had to also.
Well, you know what is interesting? Since they've opened up the shots pretty well to everybody, a lot of the younger people are now getting the shots.
Yeah.
And they had said for a long time, we had doctors on this show who had said, for younger people, the shot, the second shot is going to be worse because their immune systems are really good, mm-hmm. and it's going to have a pretty severe response. So they're going to be sick for a couple days. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding that a lot.
Yeah, well, my wife actually was kind of ill for a day. But my daughter-in-law, who's an intensive care nurse, so she knew what was coming. She was sick for two or three days, yeah.
You know, I don't know in the end, will people really know if they had it or not? It's such a strange illness, because if you did not feel bad and you never got tested, or maybe you just got a normal case of a cold or something and it never got any worse and you never got any tested, did you have it? Did you not have it? I don't know. I don't know what the end result of this really will be.
Well, it's kind of interesting. My son-in-law's mother passed away, and I think we've talked about it. She came down out of the hospital and stepped out of the elevator and died right there. But she had not had a test for COVID. This was quite a while back. And so for the longest time, they didn't know. Well, I guess they did some sort of autopsy or something like that. And the doctor said she did have COVID. But a lot of her friends said, oh, no, that was wrong. She didn't have COVID. They still say she didn't have COVID.
Now, she did have a heart problem, right?
She had several problems. Yeah. Weight
because
and heart. And
I would think, you know, stepping off the elevator normally does not.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't usually end you. She had several problems, and she probably weighed 300 pounds, so it was bad. It was rough for her.
Now, why was the hospital letting her go?
We don't know to this day why they let her go.
Because she wasn't clearly not feeling well.
Obviously, she was not feeling perfect, at least. I guess at that time, they were packed with people, so maybe they just felt she wasn't bad enough to have to keep her there because they didn't have any room for her.
Well, you know, that's become this whole idea of pre-existing condition. You know, we really learned a lot about that in the last year.
Sure have. Yeah.
That if you have something that is not bad, that if you get something on top of it, it could make it worse. Not deadly. Certainly not always deadly. But just make it worse.
Yeah, can. Also, it informs you that maybe you ought to take a little bit better care of yourself. Now, I've been fighting really a lot. I am called obese, my size. I've never thought of myself as obese, but that's what my size is. If I gain 5 more pounds, I'll be morbidly obese, which really kind of scary. I look at myself in the mirror and I say, well, gee, I'm not nearly as big as a lot of my friends. But anyway, it's kind of made me, I exercise every single day now. And my walk is about 2.5 miles, 2.25 miles. It's kind of spurred me into keeping doing that.
Well, you know, they have said that the biggest, I think the most important thing that you can do to extend your life is to walk every day.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Something, continuous walk per day. Even better than diet, even better than going to a gym and doing hard exercises, that cardiovascular exercise will extend your life.
Well, I believe that. And, well, after I had my heart attack about 10 years ago, which always surprised me, it was so long ago, I went to heart rehab. And basically, I walked on a treadmill for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes. And during the winter, I have a really nice treadmill in my basement, and I do walk on it. I hate the treadmill, though. It's so boring. But I do it. And walking outside is so much nicer. I get to say hi to all the puppy dogs that I go by. I get to say hi to the kids. That's kind of interesting. I walk right by a grade school, and if it happens that I'm walking late in the afternoon, I get to see all the kids come running out. And it's kind of interesting to watch some kids. I'm an older white gentleman, and some of the kids are afraid of me. And I'm certain their mama said, don't go talk to any old guy. Or maybe they just said, don't talk to anybody you don't know. And they will avoid me. And others will run right up and say hi to me and stuff like that. Now, I avoid them, and I try to tell them I'm not afraid of you. I just don't want you to get COVID. And we stay away. Because I walk without a mask. I don't know. I don't really run into people very often, so I figure it's okay. And now that I've had both shots and I've had my 2 weeks after the shots, the president says I don't have to worry about that while I'm walking outside.
Yeah, it is interesting, and I think it depends on the shot you get, is my understanding. But with the Johnson & Johnson, it's like 85% effective. Moderna is 94%, and I think Pfizer is 95%.
And they all are to the point where you will not get bad COVID. So that's good.
Well, you know, a study I was reading this week that I found fascinating is they have these long haulers, mm-hmm. which they're really not sure what they're experiencing.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, they can't find anything wrong with them, but they say they're having short of breathness or they're having pains or things of that nature. But they are noticing that over time, they're feeling better now.
Okay,
because
good.
Time is what I think is
now,
really going to be the tail of this.
Does it attack younger people more than older people?
You know, I don't know. I think... see, here's what I think. I think if you're older, you might tend to believe that a long haul is just a long haul.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Hey guys, it's Nate Redmond. How you doing?
Hey Nate, how you doing? Welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks so much. Hey, I just got my vaccine yesterday.
Great.
Got the Johnson & Johnson, and feeling great. The shop site's not even red. Can't even tell where they stuck the needle in. So.
That's kind of the way I was, Nate. Both of my shots, because I got the Pfizer, both of my shots, I hardly felt it at all. I had a little a sore shoulder after the first one, but it only lasted a couple hours, so it was nothing, yeah. Don't be afraid. Go get them, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I was wondering, I was looking up on the internet, how long are these good for? Do you guys know?
Well, that's been the question right now is Pfizer just recently came out and said, we think we'll have to give everybody a third shot at some point,
right.
But that should be it. Moderna's really not saying anything at this point. And Johnson & Johnson, which is 85%, I think they're still trying to clean up the blood clot incident they had a couple weeks ago, and they really haven't said, so I really don't know yet. I don't think we know.
I think it seems to me they're kind of hedging toward the direction like the flu shot where you may have to go every year and have what do they call those?
An upkeeper.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. A booster.
Yeah.
But have you heard, Nate, that Pfizer is developing a pill?
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that it'll be like if you get the cold, if they diagnose you with it, this will treat the symptoms, this pill.
And there's another one. They're talking about an aerosol that may they may do as well, which I'm not. I'd rather have the pill than have somebody spray something up my nose.
Right. Yeah. Well, you guys are doing a great job. I thought I'd call in, let you know. Got mine and not have any side effects. So I don't think there's any secret chip in the shot or anything like that.
Well, we've been watching you on our computer walking around.
Yeah, well, hey, Nate. Now, Nate, you'll be on today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Tell everybody what's coming up today.
Yeah.
Well, we've got some offbeat fast facts for you. We'll run through those and let you know some information about that. And then, of course, we've got some trivia, and then we're giving away a $25 Walmart gift card this afternoon.
Fantastic.
Great show, 4:15 to 5 p.m., Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond here on this station. Thanks, Nate.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey,
have a great show.
Be careful for 2 weeks, though. Don't forget, you're not completely done yet.
Yeah, not out of the woods yet.
Right.
Thanks, Nate.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Nate Redmond, Offbeat News and Trivia, today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think everybody, pretty much more or less, well, there are some people who I think have, I know Terry got the vaccine. I know you've gotten it. I don't know if Linda has or not. I haven't talked to her. We now know that Nate has. Angie has.
Has Adam yet?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't believe so. But I haven't talked... That's one funny. I have not really talked to Linda about it, and I don't know. So that would pretty much be the group right now.
That's good.
So we'll see, you know, how the things go on down the road. But give us a call, 740-383-9944. It is interesting now that Johnson & Johnson is back on the market, and they found that those blood clots were very isolated incidents, which is good. Now we'll go on down the road.
Yeah, now I think it's 1 in 1 million is your chance to get one of those blood clots, and it's 1 in 7 million that you'll pass away from it. So,
now what do you think is going on in Ohio where our vaccination percentage is not where the governor wants it to be, even though the shots are available?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of consternation between our governor and his Republican friends, and I think it has something to do with the, you know...
Yeah, but they're available. People just aren't getting them.
Yeah, but there isn't a lot of encouragement to get them by the politicians in this state who are pretty red, and it seems to me that there are an awful lot of Republicans who are poo-pooing the shots.
Yeah, but I mean... I think you either want to get the shot or you don't. I mean, it would not matter to me.
No, there are a lot of people that are on the fence. There really are.
No, I'm saying it would not matter at... Mike DeWine is not a doctor, so
no,
whatever his feeling on it would not make me want to get it one way or another. I would consult my doctor and go from there.
Well, President Trump didn't think we should get them, and it did affect a lot of his followers, even though he got it quietly.
I don't. In other states, they're doing better with this, and I'm not sure in Ohio, a state in which we want to get back to normal, why we are not. At a higher, 30-something percent at this point?
Yeah, it's
point?
Not very high yet.
No.
Well, I mean, it's not as high as some states, yeah.
And the shots are readily available, is what we've learned.
Yeah, yeah. There are foolish people all over the place.
You know, the problem is, though, I think that, I don't know. It's very strange because I know well-intentioned people who have no interest in politics at all, who are just not... They're worried because, much for the same reason a year ago they were worried when this started. They've never seen anything like this before. They've never known anything. And the internet, much like if you have an illness, is not a good thing because when you do research on this, it will tell you an awful lot of bad things.
Yeah, it will. Well, yeah, one of the problems, I'm a firm believer that people don't like to get shots, period. I know people that will lie to me that they got their flu shot even though they haven't gotten their flu shot because they're afraid of getting the shot. Now, I don't have that problem. I'm not afraid of getting the shot. I guess after you get 15 in 15 minutes when you're in the Army basic training, you tends to wear off. But I think there are a lot of people that are just flat out afraid to get shots.
Does anybody have any thought on getting or not getting the shot? Would love to hear from you, 740-383-9944, because this was a big press conference yesterday where the governor feels that we are not at the percentage rate that we need to be at, and I'm interested to know people's reasoning for getting it and not for getting it, and which shot they are taking, because now it's so readily available, people are kind of picking and choosing the shot that they want to take, not just what's available. So there you go, 740-383-9944, but I still don't believe that the general public knows. I think they just hear that there are two brands where you have to have two shots and one brand where you have to have one shot, but there is about a 10% difference in coverage in the two.
Yeah, but all of them protect you from morbidity, from dying.
Yeah, and what is the deal with it? It's they protect you from dying, but 5% chance or 15% chance, depending on which shot you get, that you will get some side effects.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but
there is a gray area.
You can get them. Yeah, and I don't know. Even if I knew I was going to get some side effects, even if I knew I was going to get a minor case of the flu, I would have gotten a shot. I prefer getting a shot and throwing up than not getting a shot and dying. It just seems logical to me.
Well, like I was saying about these long haulers, I don't know. The work I'm hearing is that they are getting better over time.
Good.
Which that's good to hear.
Yeah, that is.
But it is puzzling doctors because they do all these tests on them and nothing shows up.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy. I always thought long haulers were truck drivers, but
you know what? That was a name. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
And Glenn.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hello. No, that's all right. You can forget me.
My husband and we both got the shots. Part of my reasoning is I have grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Another part is I also have families that live in Florida and Colorado. And if something would happen to them, I want to be able to get on a plane.
Good idea, yeah.
So that was part of my reasoning.
Are you afraid to get shots? I mean,
No.
I'm not casting that as dispersion upon you, but there are people that are afraid to get shots just because of the way they're brought up.
I've had two kids.
So. You can do anything.
But I did have the second shot. I did have a reaction to it. My husband, he got a headache, but the next day was fine. Mine lasted a couple days. But
that's kind of interesting how so many people don't get anything on the first shot. It's the second shot that seems to knock
them
down.
Yeah, my arm was a little sore on the first one, but the second one nailed me.
Huh. Well, glad you're doing better. Are you still there, Scott?
I'm still here. I didn't know if I was part of the conversation anymore.
We were talking.
I stepped out for a second.
No, he's probably reading his Facebook post.
That's right. You got to do that from time to time.
That's right, because I'm one that does the messages.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I like that in a way. I mean, it's always fun to hear somebody's voice so you can ask a question back. But, you know, if it's a fact or something like that, it's nice to get it quick while it's going on.
Yeah, well, somebody else is talking on the phone, you can't get in there to tell you.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
No, have you heard any more fallout from this? Because I haven't had a chance to talk about it the last two morning about the newspaper Sunday going up to $3.
No, I haven't heard anything.
Is it just the Sunday paper?
Paper. Just the Sunday paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's too bad. I was just about right at the edge of subscribing, but if it's going up to $3,
be prepared. Get in your pockets.
That's
for not much of a paper.
That is true. It's an interesting little job of a paper there, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Thanks for calling.
Just wanted to put my two cents in.
We appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
We're 2 cents richer now.
We are. 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call back in reasons for or for not getting the COVID-19 vaccination. You know, last year at this time, we were in the middle of the shutdown.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Josh.
Morning.
Morning.
You're not going to say it, believe what I just saw. I was out on the porch. The school bus stopped at the corner. Had the lights on. Cars went around the school bus. None of them stopped either way. And I guess people aren't paying attention to the lights.
Jeez.
But when the school bus stopped, they got the lights flashing, and they went up in the middle of it.
Oh, that's a mess.
So people are not paying attention to what they're doing.
I don't understand why people don't know how to react to school buses.
I tell you, the law says they're supposed to stop.
Yeah.
That is true. So the cars were just going around.
Yeah, they were right under the corner.
Jeez. So,
and,
there are little kids on those buses.
The car went through the other way.
Huh.
Crazy. And why does people do that? I do not tell you. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. Did you get your COVID shot?
Do what?
Did you get your pandemic shot?
No.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
Well, glad you called in.
All right, good.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
740-383-9944. The COVID shot is the topic this morning. Why or why did you not get it? Or anything else on your mind? Certainly the school bus incident there is not a pleasant one. You're not supposed to drive around those, but, you know, hopefully maybe a cop will roll up or something and people will be reported. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything to say.
You've thrown me a curveball here in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, what's that?
I when I have to go potty.
Oh, the brakes.
We don't have any brakes anymore.
You know, when we moved studios, when the old computer broke down, I thought, you know, it seemed like the brakes were an inconvenience for people because people would run over them.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, there's really no need for them to be there anymore. So that's why I did not put them back
okay.
in.
Okay.
Yeah. But the top of the hour break is still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you can put my half an hour break back in if you want.
Or did you used to go to the... I don't think you could have made it to the restroom
no,
in the building
I
we were in.
I was lying.
Yeah, yeah. That's not a good restroom break. Although...
It's closer now.
Now I think it might be able to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
close.
Yeah, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I notice a lot of people are having trouble with allergies.
Yes.
Right now.
My wife is having terribly, yes.
That can be a horrible, horrible thing for people this time of year.
I kind of, every couple times a day, I verklempt up. You know, I kind of get stopped up. But it goes away in about 10 minutes, so it doesn't really bother me too much. But
you know, some people have asthma, which
yeah.
this time of year can be horribly
right.
Afflicted.
My wife's eyes are... They really are itchy for her, and that's kind of a pain in the neck to walk around rubbing your eyes. And she also gets verklempt, but I'm lucky.
That is a nice thing. You know, I don't know what the numbers will be like when we, in the end of this pandemic, which, what do you think will signal the end?
I don't think we're going to have an end.
I
think it's going to go on like the flu, where we will, well, I shouldn't say never, but I think it'll go on like the flu, where we'll have to go in and get a booster every year. At some point, though, I was listening to a doctor say that they're kind of at the edge of being able to say we'll never have any pandemic anymore because of this new technology where they can adjust your genes. And I don't mean your blue jeans. but apparently that's been very successful. And this was two of the three shots that we take are a gene-adjusted thing. So.
Well, I always wonder, you know, it's easy to say people don't go out. But the people who did, the people who were police officers, were firefighters, who worked in grocery stores, the places that did not close. Now, there were very few and far between places, but those were the ones. You know, what was the long-term effect on those people? Because I was always amazed, anytime I went into any grocery store during the shutdown, it was extremely busy. Because yeah. It seemed to be the only place people could go.
Yeah, well, and you have to eat. And I think a lot of people, I think they did use it kind of as their social gathering place. Now, when it was really bad and I went into the grocery store, I didn't see people all standing around talking or anything. But it was just nice to see people moving about.
Well, it was, but I always wondered about, in general, the 40-hour-a-week employees who had no choice.
Well, I was shocked. I was shocked that they didn't really curtail the hours of the grocery store for the employees.
They did a little. I mean, I think they stopped the 24-hour nature of grocery stores, and I still don't think that's back into effect yet. I think Meijer and Walmart and Kroger are 24 hours again yet.
I don't think so either.
At least last time I checked. And it's interesting now that Cedar Point and Kings Island have said no masks.
Oh, good.
Okay. This coming year. You still have to make appointments at Cedar Point, but no mask.
Appointments? I didn't know that ever.
Well, that's what they were doing last year, I think, to keep the numbers down at the park.
I noticed a lot of the baseball parks, my wife and I watch the Cubbies, they're down to 25% full. And it looks like they're empty, but they have, like, at Wrigley Field, they usually have around 10,100 people, which is about 0.25%.
Well, it's interesting now because somebody will say it's a sellout, and you look at it, and there's nobody there.
Not even cardboard.
No, it's just completely empty, 75% empty, but we got a sellout crowd here today. Very, very, very strange.
It is strange. But, you know, it's kind of neat, though. A lot of people have commented when something exciting happens, there's still a pretty big roar that goes up, like a home run or something.
You know, I think that industry, not just the sports industry, but the theater industry and anybody who does anything in big groups, because that was starting to wane. People were not really going to things before the pandemic, it seemed.
Is that right?
Yeah, it just seemed like, you know, people would have events locally here and they would not sell out, they would not fill up. And I always thought it was because people were home on their YouTubes and their Rokus and their text messaging. But I think this has made people realize what they're missing.
Yeah.
And I think when those things open back up, I think we're going to see some record crowds at these events.
That wouldn't surprise me, yeah. Now, are the Olympics on or are they off?
You know, I haven't heard much about the Olympics.
I would love to go to the Olympics. I had an opportunity to work the 84 Olympics, and I turned it down because I was told I'd have to pay for my own trip out and back. It was in California, Los Angeles. And then I found out later that they paid for everybody, so I would have gone had I known that. But I would love to go to an Olympic event when it's shoulder to shoulder and they're watching people break records and stuff like that. But I don't think, even if I was given free tickets during the COVID year, I don't think I would have gone. But it's supposed to be in the summer, right?
So right. It usually, when does it happen? Usually late June, early?
Yeah. So I'm guessing if it's this year, they will have some controls, but not, I would imagine they would fill
or
it
is
up.
It in August? I don't. It's in the summer. So has anybody heard anything about the Olympics? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who was the big hero of the last Olympics? Usually we have a big, I remember it was Lance Armstrong at one point.
Well, the swimmer.
Michael Phelps.
Phelps, yeah.
Yeah. But,
well, it was probably the sprinter. What's his name? From is it Jamaica? Or the guy that still holds the world's record for 100-yard dash. Bolt.
Bolt.
Yeah. I think he was probably the big guy.
See, I don't, the Summer Olympics, even the Winter Olympics, I can't sit down like some people do and just watch it continuously.
I can't either.
Now, I like reading the stories, and I like watching the clips, but to sit down and watch it continuously, I can't do that.
Well, there are certain things I can watch continuously. I can watch curling till it's over. A lot of people think I'm really ignorant there. I can watch track events till they're over. But they've got so many events, I can't watch the basketball. It's not as good as NBA basketball. It's close, but it's not as good. And there are many other... Do they still have baseball? They had baseball for a while. And I'm really not into watching those big events like that. But I like the individual events. I like weightlifting. I like watching the people lift weights.
So what do you make of the Marion Star going up in price?
I think it was too high to begin with. Well, I don't get it because of the price.
But don't you think this is the idea of trying to push people into online? Because somebody called in the other day and said they buy their hard copy at Meijer, and the Meijer employee said they only get two copies a day to sell.
Is that right?
I think that's what the caller said.
Holy cow. Well... You're not going to push me onto why, and it's annoying as hell. Excuse me, I'm sorry about that, but it is annoying to, they'll tease you with an item that's in the news, like the New York Times does this all the time. They'll say, a bomb was just dropped in, and they'll stop, and you'll hit the button to go to where the bomb was dropped, and it'll say you can't have it because you aren't a subscriber. Would you like to subscribe? That just is annoying to me. I mean, that makes me not want to subscribe.
Sales.
Yeah, absolutely.
All sales.
July 23rd is the beginning of the Olympics, by the way.
So they are going to happen.
Yeah.
And where are they happening at?
I think it's Japan, isn't it? Let me look at that up. Tokyo. Yeah.
Tokyo.
Yeah.
The Tokyo Olympics.
Yeah.
July 23rd.
Yep.
So they run for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it goes from the 23rd of July to August 8th. So that's, right, just a hair over 2 weeks.
The opening ceremonies are always interesting.
Oh, I love the opening ceremonies.
And the closing ceremonies aren't that bad.
No, huh? Now, I worked the 88, I think it was, the Pan American Games. And I was working the sailboat racing venue. And that was kind of fun for the opening ceremonies. However, the opening ceremonies for the yachting events were at Michigan City, Indiana, whereas the Pan American Games were in Indianapolis, Indiana. So we didn't get to see the big boys, but we had our own opening ceremonies. It was quite inspiring, yes.
Well, I just think that, just back to this paper thing, that I think that over time, people are going to... I don't know. When the paper gets thinner and the price gets more expensive, at some point there's going to be a breaking point.
Yeah, I think they might have hit it.
$3 is quite a bit, but people like the ads. I think that's why they do it on Sunday.
Oh, boy. Well, I suppose.
People still clip coupons, trust me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know they do. Yeah. But you now get all sorts of things thrown up on your porch, mailed to you that have... plenty of those ads, or you can go to the ads online anymore. Matter of fact, I do that quite a bit. There are two particular companies that I go to every week to see their online ads, their flyer ads. I kind of like it. Matter of fact, I have one of the companies that I go to now has non-coupon coupons, which is, if you're going to be honest, why do you have coupons? Just set the price lower for that week or something.
You know, I'm sure to get people into the store, but if you just advertised a sale, I really don't know what the difference would be.
I'm not quite sure. That was my business for a long time. I was in marketing, and it's changed since I was in that business.
Well, if anybody does have anything to say about the newspaper price change, because we did talk about that quite a bit the other morning and had quite a few calls, and we haven't had a chance to talk the last two mornings because we've been weighed down with guests, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. The price raise of the newspaper. We were also talking about the price of gas going up, and how in other areas like Kenton and in Delaware, it's a little less.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Now, I have a I go to a specific place because they give me 3 cents off every gallon, and I will go across town so that I can get my 3 cents off per gallon. But they have a website where you can go and look at the prices around the area, and I'm looking right now. Yes, they still have it. There's a it's Speedway. And there's a place on Central Avenue down in Delaware and on London Road, and I'm not quite sure where London Road is, for $2.04. That is...
$2.04.
$2.04 is 74 cents cheaper than price of gas here.
Well, that's almost worth the ride.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's what 74 cents? You can get down there for probably twice that and save a lot of money if you're going to fill up, especially if you have an RV or you have a truck or something that takes 100 gallons or 80 gallons.
And a night like last night, it's a nice drive.
It's a wonderful drive, yeah. And the particular speedway, I think it's the one, is right off on the road, so you hardly even have to slow down.
Well, that it's nice to just get out and see how the grass is growing and the leaves are coming out. And it when it's warm outside, you do feel better when it's bright, and it's just different.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, my wife and I go out to visit our daughter out in North Carolina a few times every year, and we know exactly what gas station is the cheapest gas station between here and Raleigh, North Carolina. And that's where we stop every year. And I have just enough gas to get there and just enough gas to get beyond and get to her house. It's kind of fun. It gives you a place to stop and get out. And back when we had our puppy dog, she'd go out and go potty. And there's grass, and it's nice.
Now, do you bring like a gift to the people who work at this gas station? I visit you once a year. Here's your gift.
Do I bring you any gifts?
Well, I say you every week, though.
I don't bring gifts to anybody. I'm too cheap.
We're supposed to be a gifting society. You can re-gift.
Oh, yeah. I've had some. Matter of fact, I got one. I took all my pills that I've had for 20 years, and they took them in. We were announcing that they were going to take them in.
The pill drop-off.
Yeah, and so I followed up and dropped off my pills, which was kind of interesting. I'm going to throw this in as a sidebar. I had gout. I don't have it anymore because my doctor prescribed a medicine that has taken care of it. But I had gout, and I went into an urgent care place to get the pain gone, and they gave me Oxycontin.
Really?
I didn't know it until I took it in. Yeah.
Got rid of it.
Yeah. Well, no. I took one of them, noticed what it was, and said, I'm not taking any more of this.
Powerful drug.
I guess. I didn't feel anything, quite frankly, but I only took one, so that's all I know. I don't know where I was going with that, but I did go down to turn in all my pills. It was kind of nice to get out of the house. You know, I think my next-door neighbor was the person that took the pills from me. He's a sheriff. He's not next-door, across-the-street neighbor. But he had a mask on, and I had a mask on, and I wasn't quite sure whether I recognized him, so I didn't say, hi, Bill. Now I've got to go over and find out if it was him, because I'm embarrassed.
Now, see, aren't those the weird things in society that masks have done for us?
Yeah.
We don't know who we're saying hello to, who we're not saying hello to, and people do feel snubbed.
Well, I didn't mean to snub him. If it was him, I'm going to have to find out if it was him or not.
You know, I've never worried about that, though, because a lot of times if you're in the store, I don't know if you're busy or not. I don't know if you see me or not. So I never pass judgment on that, because if you're in a hurry, that's okay.
Last week, I saw you in there. I waved, but you were too busy working, and you didn't wave back. I just assume you'd snub me because you
snub.
Normally snub.
Sure. I snub as many people as I... Well, I'll tell you something funny. This morning, and I don't know where it's... Because I could not see either person. But when I pulled up here this morning, there was a city employee who I don't know who was mowing some grass. Now, I'm not sure what they were mowing or where they were mowing, but they were parked right next door. And he said, hey, how you doing? I didn't know who it was, but I reciprocated.
Did he have a mask on?
No, oh, no, he was outside.
So you met.
Yeah, and then down the road, before I get in the door, which is a short walk from the steps to the door, some guy yells out, "Hey, Scott, how you doing?" Now, I couldn't even see this guy. He was so far down the road getting in his car. And, you know, it's nice, though. That's well, neighborhood.
You're a celebrity. Everybody
oh,
wants
yes,
to know you.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what it is. No, but it's that's a community.
Yeah, no, you're a celebrity.
You don't think that I wish I knew who this was, because now that person, maybe I would have known.
Yeah, and now that person's going to say, that guy didn't really.
No, but I waved back.
Oh, did you?
Oh,
okay,
yeah, I said, good. Hey, how you doing?
You
got
to do that.
Well, you got to.
Well, even this guy that's my neighbor, I made a funny comment. Well, I thought it was funny. And so I'm hoping that he'll think I recognized him.
He'll take that as you knew who he was.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It's a very interesting thing. Has anybody else had this trouble? We got a couple minutes left here in this hour. 740-383-9944. But we do have a whole other hour coming up this morning from 11:10 until 12 p.m. And then a progressive life today.
Yeah.
12:15 until 1 p.m. with Glenn Coble. And then we have offbeat news and trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Big gift card today giveaway on that program. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m.
I may have a giveaway as well, and I'm not sure how we're going to do it, but I got a call from my friend Mike Larson. Who he's a politician, but he also is a stand-up comedian who's been on Leno a couple of times. He's really good, and he's doing a show, and he's going to try to provide us with a couple of free tickets that we're going to give away. But he's going to be on my show not this Thursday, but a week from Thursday.
Is he doing the show around here?
Yeah, he's doing one of them, I think, downtown here.
Oh, downtown.
And then I think he's doing for about 2 months he's doing shows around the area. So
a comedy show.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
keep the chops going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now he ran for office. Has he yep. kind of given that up?
Well, we're working on that.
I'm
trying to convince him to run again, but...
He feels...
Yeah, he
put
worked
off.
Hard, and he didn't win the primary, so I think... He felt put off, maybe.
Well, when you don't win the primary, that's maybe even worse than
yeah.
other things, when you feel you have worked hard.
Yeah, and I can understand that. When I ran for office, I didn't have to go through a primary. So it was hard work from the very beginning. And I felt rewarded because I did get to talk to so many people.
And you got
to
raise that money.
Yeah.
That's the big thing in the political life. You got to raise that money. That is big.
Yeah, I know it is.
People,
drives me crazy.
People call all the time.
Yep.
Asking for dough.
Yep.
All right, you're tuned into WWGH Radio. We've got a whole another hour coming up, so don't you dare go anywhere. We're streaming live at WWGH1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're kind of...
Well, wait a second. What are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe or...
Go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, and Rosa Parks, and who else?
Won't they airbrush him before they put him on the bill?
I mean, can you imagine flipping out a bill and there's a... ugly face looking at you.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second, Charlie.
Well, I think it's about time that a woman gets on some...
Yeah, if they put somebody good-looking on there.
Oh, dear.
Who? Somebody that is famous. Somebody
they have to be dead. What do you make of Trump, Charlie? You didn't jump in. You did the wife thing there, but...
He's a...